What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Susie, we've got so much to talk about.
We have a lot to discuss, it's true.
I am so sorry I couldn't come down to join you for Pride.
I think you need to start prioritising your homosexuality.
I know, right? The one thing I've let slip.
You really have let it slip. Getting off with women on the sly.
You know me.
Not listening to the Pet Shop Boys nearly as much as you should
be. Yes, exactly. In Smoggy Queens, which I've really enjoyed.
Yes.
Bill Dunning's wonderful show. There's a bit where the people he works with have a straight pride. and they go like, they've played Sweet Caroline six times already. I do think that would be part of straight pride.
Anything by Neil Diamond, I think.
Yeah, it is very straight, very heterosexual.
Well, you say that, but then it is like a women's football song now, weirdly.
What, Sweet Caroline?
Yeah.
Well,
and I don't know if I'm, you know, letting anyone in on a secret here, but there are quite a lot of lesbians that like women's football.
What?
I know, it's a surprise for everyone, but...
Talking of surprises for everyone, imagine my surprise on scrolling through and then seeing my friend, Susie Ruffle, and then the eternal queer icon, Mel C, standing
indeed.
In a field talking to each other. Tell us
yes.
what happened immediately.
Well, okay, I'll tell you the whole story.
Please.
So, I go to Pride with Alice, Laura Kerr, Gabby and Emily.
Lovely.
Dear friends. And we arrived in time to see Melanie C's DJ set.
Wow.
It was important that we did that.
Yeah.
So, this is on the Sunday. So, I get there. We go and get a drink. We are pretty close to the stage. It's a good time. Mm. Anyway, I bump into Dale from Attitude magazine.
Lovely.
Friend of the show.
Yeah.
He says, I'm just about to go and interview Melanie C. I said, I'm quite jealous. Give her my love. She doesn't know me. He said, oh yeah, you're a really big fan, aren't you? I said, yes. He said, well, then you should do the interview. Very generous.
Is that what really happened, or did you just push him down the stairs?
Listen, he's currently in Brighton General, and he is expected to make a full recovery. No, he was very generous. He said, would you like to do it? I said, yeah. He said, let me just message a few people and check. That's fine. Did that. And then I and Aaron, also from Attitude, went and sat backstage waiting for her after her set. We saw Paris Hilton in the flesh, IRL.
Wow, what was she like?
Paris Hilton, exactly as you'd imagine.
Lots
her set was hilarious.
Oh.
Like, she knows exactly who she is.
Good for her.
Like, she said at one point, she went, Brighton, are we having a good time? And everyone went, yeah! And she went, same.
Did people laugh?
Yeah, everyone really lost it. She went off stage for about 5 minutes and everyone was like, oh, costume change. Came on in the exact same outfit, just with a feather boa.
Oh, she just wanted a break.
Just wanted a little sit down. I guess when you're like a billionaire-ess,
you get tired.
Like maybe you get tired.
Mm, you get tired.
I think you get tired. Goodness. Anyway, so we're backstage. Five, the boy band, are on a table just there, just across from me. Huge for teenage me was having quite the afternoon.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
And then I got to have a quick chat with Melanie and she was really lovely. She was so nice. She was really nice and really lovely. We had a little chat. Told me that she still gets nervous. What about that?
Can you believe that?
Can you believe a Spice Girl gets nervous?
She's so talented.
You would think, wouldn't you? After all those years, she's done lots of things.
She still wants to do a good job.
And isn't that important?
Isn't that the only thing any of us can carry? The intention to do a good job.
Oh, Tom. Yeah. Profound. Profound at 9:14.
I know, right? Start your day like that if you want.
You're like the Buddhist who sold his Porsche. Is that the book? The monk who sold his Porsche.
Oh, I haven't read that. Gosh, I wouldn't be good.
I might have just butchered the title of that. And I'm really sorry. It's about someone who had loads of money.
Uh-huh.
And then gives it all away.
Ferrari, perhaps.
Ferrari, thinks Emma Corsham. It was a elite designer, brand car. Luxury car.
Mm. We knew that. We got the message. But, well, I do think that's the thing that unites all of us, isn't it? Is our...
Want a Ferrari.
Want of a bright red car.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's what everyone wants.
Mm-hmm.
But also,
The intention to work hard. That's all we've got. That's all we've got is how hard we work.
How hard we work and showing up.
Showing up, right?
It's very American to show up for things.
You've got to show up.
But I don't know what the British equivalent is. Appear.
Suddenly appear. Do your best.
Yes, I guess do your best. I guess. Keep calm and carry on. I was going to say be present, but that feels very American also.
Very American. And so Mel C got a little bit nervous, she said, and she was being very open with you.
Yeah. Yeah, she was. Mm. At one point, she put her arm around me. I thought,
wow.
A Spice Girl is like being quite pally with me, and that feels very exciting. And not just any Spice Girl, my favourite Spice Girl.
I think she would be your pal.
I think she's too famous for me to be her pal. No, that's not true. Because I know famous people. Sure. You know, not super famous, of course. But I don't think I could be her friend because I think she is too famous to me.
You would find her too...
I couldn't just chill.
Mm.
You know, I feel like I would be... I don't know, maybe in time I'd relax, but I feel like the whole time part of my brain would be going, if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. So I think I'd find that very difficult. But listen, we had a nice chat. She was lovely. I kept the interview quite short.
That's very noble of you.
Well, I just thought, I think people like things to be snappy. I had a handful of quick questions and then I told her to have a lovely day. And I didn't want to outstay my welcome. I wanted to make her laugh and then fuck off.
That's such a thoughtful way of being though, Sue. Some people be like, oh no, just one more thing. And can I get you to do this funny game? And can you just do this? And can you just do that?
But no one fucking wants to do a funny game.
No one wants to do a funny game.
It's never funny for the other person.
No way.
Couple of quick questions. A moment.
Yeah.
Let people get on with their lives.
Quite right, Sue. It's quite right.
Do you know what? I will be on the Oscar red carpet this time next year. Well, the Oscars aren't on this time next year, but I imagine
that you will
that,
be there.
That'll be the obvious next
Ready
step.
To go.
Ready to go. The carpet's not even down.
Oh, but they're not even there. You're
they're not even there.
Put a microphone with a little cube on it. Yeah.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know, influencers have these like little mics now, don't they?
Yeah.
And I can't quite stand it, the way that some people hold them like a sort of custard cream.
Oh, like very gently between the thumb and the forefinger.
Yeah.
Yes, I know what you mean.
It is kind of camp energy though, so I don't mind.
It's quite camp. It's also, I feel like it's giving a bit try hard.
Well, there is that. I just always expect them to take a bite out of it.
Well, even when they're fluffy?
Even if they've got a fluffy bit on the end, yeah, I still think.
Oh, well, you think, God, someone's dropped that custard cream down the side of the sofa.
That's exactly. I think you should eat that. Oh, you're not going to, that's fine. But I am so pleased for you. And isn't that lovely?
Thank you.
Opportunity knocks, doesn't it, when you least expect it?
Opportunity knocks when you least expect it. And it was a privilege and a pleasure and a joy. Oh. And thanks to the team Attitude for always being so kind to me.
They are a great gang, aren't they?
They're very like, you should do this thing. That'll be great for you. We love you. Let's do it.
Amazing presence.
You know, they're very...
They're amazing energy in the quiz.
Yeah, and they're very positive in the queer world.
Yeah.
They bring people through. Come through, come through.
Come through, come through. They really do. They support people. They encourage people. I love them. I love them.
I love it.
They really have had an impact, I think, on so many of us. I think they're really...
I think they're queer culture.
I think they really are, you know?
Yeah.
And I think there was a time... when I would have felt quite intimidated by a lot of media brands, and they've always been so encouraging to me and so kind.
Yeah, they champion people.
They champion people. They
really love. Do. We love.
So yeah, they've diffused a lot of my anxiety, actually, I would say. So yeah, well done.
Diffused
it, yeah. Put it in a jar. But Susan, I'm so pleased. Now, it was a great time at Brighton Pride.
It was such a great time at Brighton Pride.
Sorry, I wasn't there.
It really was. I mean, you really need to get that date in your diary.
Yes, I'm sorry I didn't have it in.
It's kind of shocking to me. It's kind of shocking to me. First weekend of August, it's always the goddamn same.
It's always the same. Okay.
Saturday, we brunched. We paraded.
Wow.
We had a little garden party.
Lovely.
La partie du jardin.
Oh, oui.
Oui. And then Sunday, it was all about seeing pop royalty.
Yeah. Who else was on? Mel C, Paris Hilton, Five.
Diana Ross.
Of course.
She was. Let me tell you. She is 82.
I was going to say, how old is she now? Yeah. Okay.
She's 82. She sang live.
Wow.
You could tell it was live. She did like a medley of her biggest hits.
My goodness.
It went on for weeks. She's got so many bangers.
Wind Machine?
So many bangers. Pardon?
Wind Machine?
Oh, you better believe there was a Wind Machine. Mm. You better believe there was a Wind Machine. Came out in this big, fluffy, white, like drapey, capey type thing.
Wow.
Holding her sunglasses the whole set.
Just in case.
Well, I just kept thinking, I really wish someone would come and relieve her of those glasses.
Or maybe get her a table.
Yeah, like we have our table for a little...
Get her a table. She's Diana Ross.
We always have a table, don't we, for our water?
Oh, yeah, on stage.
Surely
yeah.
Diana Ross could have a small table for her sunnies.
But she was probably saying, no, I want to dance.
Probably, yeah.
Didn't want to put the table in the way.
She was fantastic. Also, she had such a great band.
Oh.
And the backing singers were just something else.
Oh, wow.
She was amazing.
Yeah.
She was amazing. Really joyful, really positive, such a presence. We managed to get really close, which was incredible. And it was just kind of, quite magical.
What, did you start with Chain Reaction or I'm Coming Out?
Started with I'm Coming Out.
Yeah, classic.
Classic. We had Baby Love. We had Chain Reaction. Wow. We had Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Mm.
Just back-to-back bangers.
Back-to-back, yeah. The crowd went wild?
Oh.
Mm.
Wild.
Mm.
Wild.
Of course.
So good.
Amazing to be able to see her. Amazing.
And amazing that she did Pride. Like, sure, I'm sure she was paid loads of money. Mm. No idea how much. But, you know... It's like she doesn't need to do it, does she?
No, she could, I'm sure, just enjoy a nice time.
She clearly loves performing.
Yeah.
And I like that she showed up for Pride.
She showed up.
I guess the queer community have supported her.
You know they have, yeah.
You know, any diva.
Any diva knows that.
They love to support a diva.
They're going to be made welcome.
Oh, you better believe it. Everyone said that Ray was incredible the night before. We couldn't make the night before, sadly.
Oh.
But Ray was on. My cousins... The one woman party, Sophie Ruffle, she was there.
Oh, right.
She said, incredible. Oh, absolutely right. Brilliant. They had the best weekend ever. They've already booked a hotel for next year.
Genius.
I think they booked it on the way home.
I love it when people do that. I wish I was more like that. Okay, maybe I should be more like this.
You've got to take it forward. You've got to go with it.
You've got to plan it. I think I was always schooled in this sort of sense of don't count your chickens before they hatch. Don't plan too far in advance. You don't know what's around the corner. And I don't know if that's serving me, actually.
I don't think that energy's serving you.
No.
I think, of course, I will be there. Of course. And if not, you make other plans.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nice to have things to look forward to.
It is nice to have things to look forward to. That's exactly what I mean. Yeah.
Mm. You gotta look forward.
You gotta look forward, Suze. There's no point looking back.
There's no point but looking back. And if you look too much to your sides, you will end up with a neck complaint.
That is great advice, Suze. I love that. Really love that.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
How was your weekend?
Well,
where were you being full of shame?
The opposite of pride. I was traveling back from Derbyshire.
Derbyshire, yeah.
Where I've been having a wonderful time, but it was away from home.
Mm.
And so this week, we've mainly been at home.
Homo
at home. And using the time to sort of sort out some things, which has been, let me tell you, a real blessing.
Yeah, but not the room that you're in. Because I think people would be shocked.
They'd be embarrassed if they saw this room.
I think people, with love, your room looks like you're on an episode of Hoarders.
Stacey Solomon's banging at the door to get in.
I like her.
Yes, me too. Well,
never matter, but you know.
Oh, like she's lovely. You would love her. You would really
get
on.
Yeah, I feel like we'd get on.
There's a lot of stuff that's accumulated and I don't know where it comes from some of the time.
Well, that's the thing. Tat and bits. And you think, I'll put that away. I might need it for something.
Yeah.
Inevitably, you won't.
You just don't. Clothing that perhaps no longer fits and I need to need to just accept that.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. I am just keen. I don't know. I've got to deal with. So they might be going away, these clothings. And just sort of, sorting through things. And there's a few sort of corners of the house that we don't go in because it's not functioning.
The West Wing.
Almost the whole of the West Wing, where the president lives. We don't go there. Messy.
Yeah, yeah. What it would be.
And just, have you ever had that where you've got like, oh, this isn't working in here. I don't want to go in this room and you sort of have to work out why. Do you ever have that?
I think it's very different when you have a child. Every room is very functional.
Oh, very good. I found though that sometimes when people have children, it's the opposite. It's that like, everything is just sort of like, just put it there. That's fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, I think the thing is, Tom, is that I can't do anything creative until everything's tidy.
Mm.
Which is great for the house. Not so great for my creative process.
No, but I think that's actually, I was thinking about this yesterday. I think that is part of the process. We don't allow it of ourselves, but tidying, scrolling if you want, it's all because you're letting the thoughts marinate a bit then.
I think yes to tidying. I think no to scrolling. I think they will marinate your brain with the wrong things. But that's just me.
I think what I found with my first book is if I wanted to go online shopping, I just did.
Yes.
You know, if I wanted to go and look at chairs or lamps or something.
Oh, yeah. No, that, yes, that. Sorry, when you said scrolling, my brain goes straight to ticking and talking.
Instagram. Oh, yeah.
People going, do you want to lose 3 pounds in the next 4 days? Follow this.
Yeah.
Do you know the one thing that you're eating that is doing bad things to your life?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Do you know the reason you're a mess?
God, all of those things.
What's my algorithm?
You need to listen and talk like this all the time. Everything goes up. Okay, fine. Yeah. But
but yes, I think you're right. I think sometimes that sort of busying yourself about doing bits and bobs is for is good for the brain. Tidy.
Yeah.
Tidy house, tidy brain. I always think that.
Right. So
nice, clean bed, nice, clean life. I've never said that before, but I might start saying it.
I like that. And I do. Yeah. Clean bed is nice. I have been wearing pajamas and putting the duvet over me again.
Oh, Tom, it is so warm. What is wrong with you?
Warm, isn't it? So warm. Also, not this is.
Why don't you just sleep in your little tighty whities?
Oh, no, because I just, I don't know.
What about your thong?
That I could wear, I suppose, but that's anything. we've been watching Slow Horses. Have you seen it?
I've seen it. Yes, very good, isn't it?
Have you seen it? I didn't know you'd seen it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, my goodness. So we've been told to watch it and finally got around to watching it. Oh, my goodness. It's so good.
It's so good. How funny is he, Gary Oldman?
Oh, yeah. And he's so disgusting.
He's so disgusting.
But they're all funny. Like, River's really funny as well, actually, I think.
Yeah.
In a quirky way. We're on the one when they're in Oxfordshire.
Yeah.
And that sleepy village, and you think nothing bad could happen here, but it's all going on.
But that's the same as Midsummer.
Yeah, it's the same.
Why were people still living in Midsummer? You gotta leave. All these people keep dying.
It's a death trap. What are you doing there?
Yeah, totally. John Netter's hasn't got the time to solve all of it.
He will not save you all. He cannot. Mm. You're right.
Do you ever think, I'd like to move to a sleepy village in Oxfordshire?
Yeah, I would. I do think that. Yeah. But I think as well, you get lots of tourists now because of things like the Rivals.
Oh, yeah. And people saying something like, oh, look, that looks like the house from The Holiday.
Endlessly stopping outside your house to have a picture. Yeah.
Mm.
You might get annoyed at that, I think.
Would you remember when that man had a camera outside your house?
No, I was feeling bad about that the other day, you know.
Why are you feeling bad about it?
I don't know. I should have just let it go.
Oh, Tom, you have to let things go.
Yeah, I should not live in the past. When will I live the future?
Oh, Tom, see?
Mm.
So tell me more about your weekend, because mine was...
Yours was really exciting and fun.
Not even that, but mine was just, you know, busy. I feel absolutely knackered from it.
Oh, do you? But sometimes that sort of thing can energise one.
I think it will energise me, but also I feel tired. I feel very, very tired. I had 3 days of doing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And drinking. But not heavily. I was pissed once. But you know, I just... I'm just not 30. I'm not 25. There's no getting away from it.
No, tell me about it. I know.
Did you do a comedy festival?
On Sunday, I did the one at Somerset House, Laughterama.
Great comedy festival, terrible name. It's a great comedy festival. Our friend Will runs it, which is why I can say it's a terrible name.
Yeah.
But it's a brilliant festival. He really knows how to put on a show.
He knows what he's doing, that guy. He's amazing. It was really
lovely.
Did
you get to have a mooch around Somerset House? That's my first question.
Not on this occasion, although I have done in the past. Mm-hmm. I haven't been there for a while. I should go there again, actually. The Courtauld Institute always looks quite interesting, doesn't it?
Was it outside in the open or was it in a grand room?
It was al fresco in the quadrangle in the middle.
Mm.
Really nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. I had a nice time. The trains aren't running to Charing Cross, which would be my normal route.
Oh, no. What did you do, Charing?
So I had to go to London Bridge. No, and then Cannon Street. Strange on a Sunday to go to Cannon Street. Very quiet in the middle of the city. And then turned left and just walked along in my suit, boiling hot. It was actually a lovely time.
Tom, what about shorts and a suit jacket?
I might have done that. You know, if I was in a certain mood, I might have done that. But I wasn't that hot. A linen was serving me.
I don't know. I just don't know how you cope. How do you cope?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
It's very, very...
An internal regulator, I guess.
Yeah, I think you do.
I do feel the heat, but like I'm in a hot room at the moment and I just get on with it. Like some people are like, oh no, it's so hot. Oh.
Well, yeah, I would be being a little bitch.
Crabbing about it. Crabbing or cribbing? I don't know.
Maybe crabbing? Being like a crab. Snapping? Is that where it comes from?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm not Susie Dent. I'm the other one.
You're the other Susie. But I just think, you know, if you just lean into it, you'll be fine.
And how was the festival?
It was lovely, actually. Really nice. Really nice.
Who were you on with? Did you see some nice friends?
Well, I did. I was on with a lovely crowd of people. And then as I was leaving, I saw Nick Mohammed, who I haven't seen for a while.
Love him.
what a kind, lovely person he is.
Great guy. Such a lovely energy. Person.
Such an easy person to spend time with.
Yeah, I really, really like him.
Yeah, really, really good person. So it was nice, actually. And I think I've done a few of these gigs with Will, and it's been nice to enjoy seeing other comics. You know?
Well, I think that's the thing, because when you tour, yes. you seldom see
yeah.
other comedians.
Yeah. And there's something lovely about just the camaraderie and the green room nonsense.
Yeah.
Seeing a load of whatever.
Chatting a load of shit.
Well, I didn't like, I was about to say that, and I thought, well, maybe the people I've talked to don't see us. So, you know.
I don't know. But we know what you mean. You know, just shooting the breeze. Is that what
shooting the breeze, why not? Yeah, that's nice. That looks like it's got a sort of whimsical edge. But yeah, shooting the breeze. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
What have you got to do the rest of your week, Suze?
Oh, Tom. Well, here's the thing. I'm thinking of doing a... I'm thinking of planting some veg.
Wow, okay.
I've bought two books.
Great start.
And I think there's a little part of my garden where I could put sort of a square...
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like a trough? Not a trough.
Yeah.
What would you call it? Like a
raised bed? Yeah, a raised bed.
Yeah, like I could put a raised bed. And anyway...
What do you think? Yeah.
Well, I've bought two books.
Great.
From World of Books, which is an online secondhand bookshop. Mm-hmm. Very good. And... I am going to do some reading over the next couple of weeks, take it to France with me, and I want to start cooking growing my own food.
What sort of things are you thinking of planting? What's the possibility?
I think probably anything that's really easy, I'll start with.
You might not be too late for a potato.
I was wondering about a potato.
I would plant that before you go away.
Yes. What can you do... For winter, like surely now's that could I be planting carrots now or turnips?
I think you could, yeah, but they might be ready for November time. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to read my little books.
Yeah.
From the Royal Horticultural Society, oh. One of them is to about, and it's you know like a beginner's guide.
Yeah. Well, a runner bean can grow quite fast, I think.
Yeah.
I always think. Yeah.
Well. I just want to start, we're coming to the end of the pod, but I just think we're all going to have to start growing our own vegetables soon.
Okay, right.
I just think we should all be doing it.
I mean, sure, but in a sort of apocalyptic way.
I'm not becoming a prepper, but I am going to start doing my own vegetables. I just want to be able to know how to do shit like that.
Mm.
You know?
Great. I mean, as a prepper... You're a little bit late, but in the year, just you know, if you are going to be a prepper, but that's fine. That's fine. You're
I feel like I've worried you. Maybe we can talk about this next week.
I would love to talk about this anytime you like. You're growing. No, there's lots of things you can grow.
Okay.
Hardy winter veg.
That's what they call me.
Hardy winter veg. Yeah, great. All right, Suze. Well, I'll talk about this with you next week or whenever you like.
Well, yes. Okay, good. Okay, well, I'll talk about... I'll let you know if I'm doing any more prepping.
Let me know. And well done again on the Mel C.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
If you want to be my lover, you've got to get with my friends.
Well, and it sounds like she did. So well done. And we'll speak to you guys next week, okay?
We will indeed. Okay, bye.
All right, bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.